Now you will hear the second talk. Look at the questions. Listen to a podcast about a famous painting.
Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa is probably the most famous painting in the world. It resides in the Louvre Museum in Paris. I'm sure everyone is familiar with it. It's a portrait of Lisa Gherardini, the wife of a wealthy silk merchant. It's speculated that her husband had the painting commissioned to celebrate the impending birth of a child. The family never took possession of the portrait, however, and although Leonardo started the painting in 1503, he didn't finish it until years later. The Mona Lisa employs Leonardo's famous sfumato painting technique. The Italian word sfumato translates in English as soft or blurred, and it involves softening the contrasts between colors, thus creating a lifelike representation. Therefore, we find no color contrasts in the Mona Lisa. The sfumato technique is applied in every brush stroke. Another unusual feature of the painting is the representation of both landscape art and portraiture. Throughout the Renaissance period, portraits and landscape paintings were considered different genres. The Mona Lisa, however, portrays a dreamy landscape positioned behind the subject. For many years, the landscape was believed to be imaginary, but recently some Italian researchers suggest they have pinpointed the exact location. Other scholars consider this mere speculation. Despite its widespread acclaim today, the Mona Lisa didn't receive great fame until it was stolen from the Louvre in 1911. The theft became a huge story and was reported in newspapers all over the world. The museum closed for a week, and when it reopened, visitors clambered to see the empty space on the wall where the painting had hung. It took 28 months for the painting to be recovered. To this day, the Mona Lisa still remains the most famous painting in the world.